based on the Gemara on the Daled Amud Aleph. So now the Gemara, after it introduced what we spoke about, the Chiyuv, if it's on the Masker and the Soicher, the Gemara raises a brand new Shaila. So the Gemara says as follows. Boy Minei, Merav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, they ask of Nachman Yitzchok, Amasker Bayis L'Chaveru Ba'ar Bo'asa. If you rent out a house to an individual on the 14th of Nisan, Chazkaso Badok or Ein Chazkaso Badok? This Gemara raises the Shaila, what is my assumption when I'm going into that house? Very similar, Rabbi said, to the Shaila that I brought up. I'm staying in a hotel and I move in on the 14th. I want to know, I didn't get a chance to speak to the person running the program. Can I assume that it's checked, or do I not assume that it's checked? What's the chazaka of this truth? The Gemara asks Kasha, Lamai nafkamina. What's an nafkamina? Gemara says, Lishaila. Ask the guy. Go to the program director and ask him, is it checked or it's not? The less alahai, the lishaluya. So obviously the Gemara is saying that, what if he's not around? I don't have that option, and I can't ask him. Letrucha lehai mai. Do we have to be matriach this person now going into the room when the masker is not around to ask, are we obligated to mimachayiv him to do bdikas chametz misoch? That's the shaila. Can I rely on a chazaka, or do I not have a chazaka to rely on myself? So Gemara says, "Amalu Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Tanisua." We have a brisa. Hakol ne'emonim al bi'er chametz. Afilu nashim, afilu avadim, afilu k'danim. The brisa says anyone is believed on the concept of bi'er chametz, even women, even avadim, and even minors. Right? Zok Rashi, Nemonim al Bir Chametz, what does that mean? Lahoyid Bar Basar Shebad Kubalov Emesh. What are they testifying for? What is their edus relevant for? To tell us whether or not the owner did a B'dikas Chametz or not. That's what Bir Chametz means over here. Frak the Gemara, my time on Mehemne. Why are they believed? Zok Rashi, what do you mean? Why shouldn't they be believed? Halav Bnei Asudininu. Isn't it, what, aren't these people invalid witnesses? Lav mishum de beloy amir de du nami machzginu le bodak de vade le over al zed dibri chachamim afilu hu amaharetz asharet barim chagru linyam dika does reason. To Elamai, what? What's the logical conclusion? You're right. They are invalid edim. But they are invalid edim, so what? What are you relying on? You're relying on that what? That every room going into Pesach on the 14th is what? Is cheskaso. So that's the chazaka. That's what you can rely on. My time in the Hemne, Zok the Gemara, lav mishum de cheskaso badak. Is it not that what? That I have a chazaka to rely on? And the chazaka is what's not being machayev me to do b'dika? The kasavar. Because we could assume that when it comes to Dikas Chametz, every normal from Jew takes care of this halacha and is considered a chaver, one who does follows the halacha appropriately in the realm of Chametz. Disanya chaver shemeis, just like we have in a brisa, look at Chumas and Isis. Chaver shemeis, you have a chaver that died in the Meguru, Malaya Paris, and he has a drop. That's filled with fruits. Even if they were fresh fruits today, from today, we could assume that they are what? Mitukan, that they are what? Tithed appropriately. That Trumas and Mises was taken off. Umimai. Dilmashani achamishim de ka'amre. So the Gemara says, so you see what? Just like in the case of Trumas and Mises, you say, hakol chaverim. So too, in the case of what? In the case of Bdikas Chametz, you say that it's Chazkas Obadok, that they checked it. So the Gemara challenges. What's the brother in the Gemara? The Gemara says, Lumimai, Dilma Shani Acho Mishum Daka Amre. No, you read the Brisa wrong. The Brisa said that what? That the Noshim, the Avadim, and the Ktanim are telling us that it was checked appropriately. That doesn't imply what? A chazaka. Rather, the reason why it's mutter is because of what? Is because they stated that it was checked. That is what we're relying on. Umimai, Dilma Shani Acho Mishum Daka Amre, and there's no Raya of Chazkas of Bata. Says the Gemara retorts back, and the Gemara says, what? Mishum Daka Anahani, Otu Amira Dahani, Mide Mashasha Isbei. Can we rely on a little child's speech? They don't have Nemonis. They're not believed. Rather, what? It must be halachically. We're not relying on the children. We're not relying on these other individuals, but rather what? We're relying on El, it comes back to our original Raya, Chazkas Obadok. Elamai, the Chazkas Obadok. So the Gemara goes back and says, rather, it must be that it's because there's a Chazaka that everyone checks. So then the Gemara says, okay, that's okay. So Chazkas Obadok, that's what you're going to tell me is the rationale that the Brice is telling us. Why? We're not going to be Matriach, the person to check. But that's not what the Brisa says. The Brisa says, Hayakol Ne'amonim. It shouldn't say anything about Ne'amonus. It shouldn't say anything about these individuals. Rather, it should say what? Kol Abatim B'cheskas Dukim B'arbosar Miboyele. It should say a fact about the house. What's the status of the house? Is it Cheskas Baldik or is it not Cheskas Baldik? What might it do with these individuals and their testimony? Because you're not relying on their testimony. So this is a constant going back and forth whether or not this brisa could give me an implication onto whether or not I could assume Chazkas Obadok or not. Elamai Mishum Amridin Dahani. Halloy Amrahani Light Light. Rather, you go back. It's not because of Chazkas Obadok.
The price is at their valuation. The IPO price is at their valuation. They're going to get the lowest possible.
It must be because of what? The Amira Dahani. It must be because of their statement. So Tipshot Mina, if that's the case, so let's prove the opposite. Let's prove that what? Obviously, every house on their own does not have a Chazkas Baduk. Because if it had a Chazkas Baduk, then what? Then there should be no reason that I have to what? Rely on who? On the Noshim Avodim Uktanim. I should just be able to rely on the Chazaka alone. Halay Amrani Lai. Tipshim Yina Deim Cheskas Obadim. The Gemara says no. Lai La'oilam Eim Lecha Cheskas Obadim. No, that's not the Pshat. Really, the Raya is that Cheskas Obadim. And this is a weird case. There's no Raya from this Braisa. Why is there no Raya from this Braisa? Because what? Because this is a special case that what? We happen to know in this situation that it wasn't checked. The guy went out of town. We knew he was busy. We knew that he didn't have time to do it. And he called up and he got very nervous. And what? And then we called the Ka'amri Hani Badkinu. And these guys say, the Noshim Avodim Mekdanim, they said, oh yeah, yeah, we checked. So it's okay. So in a situation where you're having a regular situation where you don't know if it was checked, okay, then you might have Chazkas Obadok, says the Gemara. You don't arrive from this Braisa. Why did you need to rely on the Amir Dahani of the Noshim Avodim Uktanim? It's because of what? It's because we knew over here that it wasn't checked. It was a specific case. A Yoytzim and Aklal. What's the Chiddush of the Braisa then? What's the Chiddush of the Braisa, Rabbi Isai? If you know that it wasn't checked, but they said we checked it, or they are saying afterwards it was checked. What's the chiddush of the brisa? Where it says a big chiddush. Mao the same aloy lahem nirabonon. You would have thought what? These guys, they're garnished. They're not, they're pusilaidus. They don't have the ability to testify. Kamash malon came in the bdingas chametz with the rabononi. Give me the rice of bitavama sagile. And the rabononi with the rabononon. Says the Gemara, no, the chiddush is that what? That since Bdikas Chametz is only the Rabbanan, Because on a level of Daraisa, you rely on Bittul. So therefore what? On a level of Darabanan, we can rely on these types of lower class Edus, on these types of Amiras. That's the end of the Gemara. That's the end of the Gemara. By the way, Rabbi Yisrael, we already saw this Gemara, because this Gemara was mechadish to us that everyone agrees that Bittul works on a level Daraisa. Don't think, Rabbi Yisrael, that Rashi is of the opinion that Bittul doesn't work on a level Daraisa. Avada, Bittul works on a level Daraisa, and then Bidika would only be Midrabanan. Just because the Ran presented Rashi in the Mishnah that there's another alternative doesn't mean that Rashi can't agree that Bittul would work. According to Tysus, this is the only option. Dalet Amud Beis is the classic setup that Bidika is always the Rabbanan and Bittul is always the Raisa. And according to Rashi, Lefi the Ran, like we spoke out for a long time, that was not the alternative. Okay, Rabbi, so I didn't even say anything. So that's where is there any questions? Yeah.
So the implication that when the women, slaves, and children say that there wasn't some effect, therefore, if you understand it has an effect, jumps to, but it's the holiday, that would jump to that requires.
Yeah, the Brisa clearly says that we need a statement. No, but it was a case of not having a chazaka. That's what the Gemara said. Gemara says it was a case of where we didn't have a chazaka. Okay, Rabbi Sai, this Gemara is very, very crucial, Rabbi Sai. Not only for Psachim, but for Shas. And we're going to explore why that is, Rabbi Sai. Okay? Because I'd like to, as I point out, Rabbi Sai, every line in every Gemara is very relevant. And even if it's not the bottom line and it's not the Maskana, the Havaminas also have to make sense. So Rabbi Yisai, I'd like to focus on this Havamin. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, Cheskasel Badak or Ein Cheskasel Badak? Frek the Gemara Kasha, L'mai Nafkumi. Let's remember, Rabbi Yisai, in our world of Lundis, what Rav Chaim Brisker told us, if you have a Chakira, if you have a Safek, if you don't have an afkamina, it's nishken chakira. The Gemara says that itself. Why are you clearing sveikus? Why are you just throwing out questions out there? If you don't bottom line have a practical implication, then it's not going to be relevant for us to discuss. So the Gemara says, l'mayin afkamina l'shayla. The Gemara says, ask him, go to the guy who's running the program. And for the Gemara, no, the less alahai lishlule. So he's not around, and now the shaila is, l'truche, do I have to make a tircha to check or not? I have a question, Rabbi Yisai. I don't understand the Gemara. What do you mean, my nafkamina? Nafkamina is, I don't want to ask him. Nafkamina is, I want to know, is it cheskas abaduk? Because if it's a chazaka, Rabbi Yisai, if I have a halachic determination, through the world of what? Chazaka. Through the world of what the Torah says, something that I can rely on in halacha. So then what? I have an alternative, even if he was around. Maybe it's awkward. I don't know. I don't want to have a conversation. You know, well, this guy's running around having a program. He has to take care of all the billing and everything. I'm not going to walk up to him and like this, oh, the frum kid back from Eretz Yisrael. Did you check the comments? Whoever talks about these, go to the room and stuff your face. What do you want? Why are you talking about these Narishkeit? What are you wasting my time? I don't want to ask him. I want to rely on what the Rav told me. What's going on in this Gemara? What's the Gemara's kash? What's the Gemara clear? Comes along, Rabbi Yisai. Comes along the Gemara. And says, no, ask him. So Rabbi said, this opens up a big shaila, lalach. I want to ask you the following shaila. The Torah tells you, acharav lahatz. The Torah tells you, you can follow rov, okay? Majority of the suits do not have shatness, okay? So, acharav lahatos. I believe in majority. If you don't believe in majority, you're not bikaris. Can't be machmir. So now, I want to know what happens if I have a way of verifying. If I have a way of being mevar, do I have to be mevar or do I not have to be mevar? I have a way that I don't have to necessarily rely on the majority, rely on the chazak. I can get out of this suffix with full-fledged clarification with biru. Am I mechuyev to do that or not? So Rabbi said, let's jump to the Ran in the back of our Gemara before we jump to the Ran in Maseches Kula. The Ran says that is what the assumption of our Gemara was assumed. Where is this, Rabbi said? On, I had a different lushan, I didn't bring my Gemara here, so I'm having fun.
Dibre Maschel Garcinon?
Shkai. Dibre Maschel Garcinon? Lamayinaf Gemina Delesa Lahaid initially. Kiloimar. Di Yisra Lamaske Kaman Lainaf Kulan Mino. Midi Da Filu Nema De Cheskasel Bazar. Kol Heicha Di Yisra Kaman Shailinan Lay. De Loi Samchina Na Chazaka. De Kol Heicha De Efshu Levarure Milsa Mivarino. Wow. Says the Ran, licked in our Gemara, included in our Gemara, in the between the lines of our Gemara, for the fact that Gemara says, line after you know, the Shailule, says the Ran, is that you're not allowed to rely on a Chazaka if you have the ability to be Mavar and to clarify it. Chazaka is Bidiyevet. Rov is Bidiyevet. Rabbi say, this is such a Chiddush. The Lesser Kamanisha, Avisal Kamal, Uleficha. So now the Ran throws in a statement from the Rif in Chulin. What's the context of this Rif? The Gemara says as follows. The beginning of Chulin discusses all the different cases of Shechitas. And you don't know, after it was Shechted, if it was Shechted appropriately. So the Gemara says in Chulin a language that you can rely that the Shechita was Kshera. And relating if the Shechita wasn't Kshera, what would be the Halacha? With this item, it's a without some of the Gemara telling me why it's mutter. What is the other possibility if it's not geshefted properly? What's the isser? What?
Nevela.
What's the isser?
Nevela,
not treif. Nevela. Treif is a misnomer. It's nevela. It's not geshefted properly. So the Gemara says, Rov mitzuyin etzel shchita mumchene. Majority of the people that are found around a shkita, when was the last time you hung out by a shkita, Rabbi Yisrael? Probably not recently, right? That's because the guys who are the expertise and who are the experts and the mumchit, those are the guys that hang around the shkita houses, the slaughterhouse. If you're not the expert, so then you're not going to get involved there, you're probably going to faint. You're not going to want to be around there. So, Rov Mitzuyin Eitzel Shkita Mumchene. So that's why the Gemara says, you're a suffix. I don't know if this meat was shechted properly. I can rely on the Rov, because the Rov Mitzuyin Eitzel Shkita Mumchene. But listen to the way the Rif says. Zok Dei Ligarif in Meseches Chulin. Lefichach Kosev HaRif Avarav HaFasiz Al Perakam D'Chulin. The Loi Samchinan HaRoi Mitzuyin Eitzel Shkita Mumchene. Ela HaHecha. What did the Rif add in? Anyone look up the Rif, Rabbi Say? Ela HaHecha Da'azol La'alma. The Rif added in words that are not found in our Gemara. The Gemara itself said what? Suffix shkita is kosher. Why? Because Rov Mitzuyin Eitzel Shkita Mumchene. The Rif says, when is that relevant? Zok the Rif in Chulin. When is that relevant? Heicha da'aza la'alma. Why is it crucial that it's heicha da'aza la'alma? Because aza la'alma means the shaykhid is not around. Because if the shaykhid would be around, the halacha would be what? Go ask him. How does the Rif know that I'm not allowed to rely on Rov Mitzuyin Eitzel Shkita Mumchenim if he was not Ozel Alma, if he's accessible right now? What's the answer? Where did the Rif get that from?
Our Gemara.
No, Shachim Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Our Gemara. For the fact that in the Shakla, Tari in the Gemara asks, "Why Nafkamina?" Gemara says initially, and then you wouldn't even have a suffix, even though there's still a tzad that I can still relax. Doesn't matter Cheskasal Bado. You can have all the rise in the world. You can have chazakas. You can have robes. You can have everything. But what? Sorry. If he's accessible, if you have the ability to be a bar, tzarech l'rabar. Rabbi Sai, unbelievable. Elahecha da'azal ha'am l'alesa kamon d'nishoi. Apol yisa kamon. L'samchina na'chazaka. U'badkina lay. We have to ask. U'kumoshka safti sham siyata d'shmaya. And this is what the Ran says, again, in Chulin, as we'll see in a second. Good. So Rabbi Sai, even just the havamin of our Gemara, as a Mara Dika Chiddush that is going to affect many, many different sugyas, Rabbi Sai, and we're going to see how it's going to affect you even in 10 minutes from now. Even if you're going to make a salad, we're going to have to analyze this, that just because you have a Hechsher, just because you have a robe, just because you have a Chazaka, that doesn't always mean that you could rely on.
Rabbi, we're saying Chazaka and Rove are the same thing?
What? Oh, good. So I'm assuming that Chazaka and Rove are the same thing. Perhaps one could distinguish the two. The Ran is comparing the two. Let's see the Lashon of the Ran in Chulin. See, the problem is the Ran doesn't put any clauses or explanations why this is so, and what are the parameters as to when I would have to be mevarech. The way we're presenting Rabbi Yisai right now, it sounds like, is if there's an ability to be mevarech, you've got to put in that effort and you're going to be mevarech. Don't rely on Rove, don't rely on Chazaka, the way the Ran's learning, in all situations. Is that the case? So that's what we have to look at, the Ran and Chulin, where he's quoting himself from, and where if he elaborates anymore. Yira maschal de'echa from the beginning until bahati mu. Nira midiver alfasiz al daf the dafke echa da'azal alma b'layef shle mitke da'asam chin harog mitzunei zashkita mumpen. Aba kol echa di'isak aman badkina lei v'chein kasav ba'al alachos rishonis. Delshano time of the milsa the nehid the roiv mitzunei zashkita mumpenei. So the Ran gave us a little more information in Maseches Chulin, Rabbi Sai. What did he say? What's the reason why you have to be Mevarer, Rabbi Sai? What's the reason why you have to be Mevarer?
Yeah, me at the
shkita. What? Treifus Dereya. What's Treifus Dereya, Rabbi Sai? Anyone know? So there is a din in Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Sai. The Ramban and the Ran that are quoted in Chulin are brought la'alach. There are certain issues with animals that make them into a treifa. Okay, a treifa is what's known as certain problems with the animal that most of the time they're going to die within the next 12 months. That's an issur d'orais. That's why I said before the whole idea of treif is a misnomer because treif comes from the word treifa. Treifa is a very specific problem that the animal was sick and is going to die. Treifa is also a concept that applies to a human being. A person that's hurt or sick, that they're inevitably going to die in the next 12 months, that's going to be a person that has a cheskas treifa. So, when we shecht an animal, Rabbi Sai, we have a potential issur d'oraisa every time we shecht an animal. It might be a treifa. But what? The Gemara says, Rov behemoth ain't a treifa. Majority of animals, the reason why we're allowed to eat it is that they're not a treifa. Okay. And by the way, there are many different simani treifas. All the other 30 some odd simani treifas, we rely on that rope. But when it comes to what? The lung, the rea, the shochtim actually go and they're checked and they're badkinon, the sirchos and areya, the piercings, if there are any piercings inside the lung. Why is there a difference? Why is there a distinction between the trefus, simani tarfus, and the reya, and the rest of the simani tarfus that are found on the animal? So Rabbi Yisai, what's the answer? The Ran just told us. What's the answer?
Common.
What?
It's not the majority, but it's still common, like a recognizable.
What's his amount. Lashon? Excellent. You got to know this lingo, Rabbi Yisai. What was his Lashon? Say what Avi said in Hebrew. Anytime you're going to have a miyut hamotzoi, the Ran says, that is when Sochem Daftalat kicks in. That is when a tzarech levarer comes in. Meaning there's no cloud the way he... See, Rabbi say, if you learn the Ranim Sechem Sochem without the Ranim Sechem Tulin, you think, like the way I originally presented it, that you can't rely on Rav when you don't have to. When you have an ability to clarify, so then you're automatically not mechuyev. Yeah, you're automatically mechuyev to be mevar. You can't rely on Rav. You can't rely on Chazaka. However, that's not what the Ran clarifies in Maseches Tulin. The Ran goes on to clarify in Maseches Tulin, and he explains it's specifically talking about what? Amir Amotzi. Now, what is that, Rabbi Yisai? What is Amir Amotzi? How many votes do I need for a recount? When do I know I can't just follow the majority? When do I know that something is already a significant amount? Any updates, Rabbi Yisai? Any chance? No? What's going on? And I'm pushing standing on nothing over here. What is the amount? So this is a fascinating question. But Rabbi Yisai, this doesn't only affect our sugya, Rabbi Yisai. This affects, I have a salad every day for lunch. Okay? Now, I have to check lettuce. Because there's been an infestation in lettuce that we learned about last year, Rabbi Yisai. We went through it. That was the one year the Rebbetzin came on and she spoke to us about bug checking when we were learning the sugya. So I have to check lettuce. Why? Rove lettuce does not have bugs, Rabbi Yisai. Baruch Hashem. And yet, you know, rove broccolis don't have bugs either. So why do I have to check? Why do we have to be so machmir and all these hashkafas and all these issues and we have to do all these bedikas? What's going on over here? So the answer is, Rabbi Yisai, because of this Ran and Chul, that any time you have an issue that even if you have a rope to resolve it, but the mir is strong enough to be a mir hamatzoi, so then that's going to be kicking psachim daf dalet. Now you have to be mavar, now you have to check the lettuce. Now you have to check the broccoli. So Rabbi Yisai, this I didn't put on the Marmar Premise. What is the magical number? What makes something a Mir HaMotzei? And what's all the Ran tells us is what a Mir HaMotzei. But we don't know what the magical number is. What makes something a Mir HaMotzei and what makes something not a Mir HaMotzei? David, I'm going to take you afterwards just because it's very late. So Rabbi Yisai, tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, we'll have to start off. I'm going to teach you the Mishkanes Yaakov and Rabbi Yashiv and others that distinguish about this. We're going to go on a little bit of a tangent to discuss some of the vegetable issues and Mir HaMotzei. But we're going to have to see if all the Rishonim agree to the premise of this Ran, agree to the approach of our Sugyam Sech Tzachim. Perhaps the whole thing might not even be true, Halacha, and whether or not everything is the way we actually presented it. And Amir Tz Hashem, we're going to see some fascinating, fascinating Sugyas that are coming up in the Hemshech of the Sugya on this issue of Chetzkasa Bodhis. Rabbi Yisai, this is a next Sugya on Tzachim Daf Dalet, but this is opening up, Rabbi Yisai, Mamish, that we encounter on a day-to-day basis, hour-to-hour basis. Rabbi Yisai, Ritz Hashem will pick up tomorrow with the Hemshech of the Sugya.